I'm here at the Tudimek Lido, and I'm extremely excited to be interviewing Elizabeth from...
From Tooting.
Where are you from originally, Elizabeth?
Well, my mom is from the French part of Switzerland, and my dad originates from Austria, but he came to England during the war. My parents met here, so I'm a bit of a mongrel, as I like to describe it, and I have a British passport. I was born in Austria, but with a British passport.
Interesting. Now, she has a really fascinating life story and where she's at right now. We've been talking for at least an hour, maybe 2 hours. So I'm really excited to be able to interview her. And I'm just going to ask one question.
Okay.
One question. Which occurred to me a few minutes ago during our conversation.
Okay.
Is life about questions or answers? And are the milestones in your life the answers that you found or the questions that you arrived at?
Wow, that's a very, very, very profound question, because I think it's both. Because if you don't ask yourself questions, you don't get answers. But the answers are just there to propel you to the next question. So it's a never-ending story, mm-hmm. because it's always about movement and about exploration of yourself and your environment.
You see, I knew this is fascinating. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's... You can't explore that question enough, because it's a combination of both. I think, you know, as long as man has lived, he's asked questions, and that's why we are where we are now. But there's never, every question has never been asked, and every question has never been answered. So it's about the quality of questions you ask yourself. That's the important thing in life, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's about the questions you ask yourself.
So you have to promise me to replay this and count the number of times you use the word question and answer.
Okay, what, in my own life?
In this recording.
Oh, in this recording?
Yeah. Did you use the word answer or question?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I hope it was in the same amount. But okay. I think it starts with questions, because if you don't have a question, you don't have an answer. Uh-huh. So there's always going to be more questions than answers. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes. Uh-huh. There'll never be, we'll never have exhausted our desire and seeking spirit for questions. Hmm. Yeah. But I think, you know, if we don't stop that recording now, we're going to have another hour of that, because it's just, the mind can just, there's no limit.
Uh-huh. Do you have a diary?
No. I don't write a diary, no. Huh. But I do these blogs, and maybe I should start a diary. I don't know. How many minutes are we on? We are on 2:55, so we've got another minute or so.
Okay, would you keep a list of questions or a list of the answers? Or if you kept a list of questions, would you also include the answers?
Yes, if I kept the list of questions, I would have wished to have the answers, but I'd always have one question which hasn't been answered yet.
Oh, definitely, at least, right. Yeah, yeah. There's not enough time. So do you swim for the experience in the cold or the experience of rewarming?
For the experience of cold.
For the experience of cold.
Yeah. Because again, we discussed whether it's really cold or not cold. I definitely swim for the experience of the sensation the water gives me. And now, because I've been swimming in cold water for the past 4 years, it is for the sensation that every little change in degrees gives me. Because I, contrarily to you, I think feel the difference in temperature on my body.
Wow.
Which you said you probably don't, but that's because your mind is in a different space, I think. Yeah. Maybe we should kind of wind this up. But you haven't even swum yet today, so you should get in and swim.
Okay.
And I've done my swim. I've warmed up again. I could be almost ready to go back in, but I'm very, very hungry. And it is now 11:15, and I haven't had breakfast yet, because I can't swim before I've eaten. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Now, do you eat so that you can feel hungry again?
No. I just eat so that I can, as of late, I'm enjoying food as opposed to just filling a gap. But now we have to stop this. So just
okay.
your final words.
Signing off from Tudimek Lido.